The city of Ypsilanti will soon be the site of a new solar array. With the addition, Ypsilanti, according to Environment America, will become the 9th-ranked city in the country when it comes to solar watts per capita. I'm David Fair, and I welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Ypsilanti has been working towards even more significant investment in solar energy and looks to become a solar destination. Our guest this morning is Barry LaRue. Barry is a lifelong Ypsilanti resident, served on Ypsilanti City Council for 12 years, and is now trustee for the Highland Cemetery Association, and it is the Highland Cemetery that will serve as home of DT Energy's new solar installation. Barry, good morning, and welcome back to WEMU.
Good morning, David. Glad to be here.
The first thing that comes to mind when people hear that a solar array is going up in a cemetery has to be aesthetics, not to interrupt what is the purpose of the property. So I know great care and design has been put forth in order to ensure the aesthetics remain in place, right?
Yes, that's correct. The property in question that we're leasing to DTE is at the northeast end of our property. And the property really was donated to the cemetery many years ago with the thought that eventually it could extend the cemetery into that area. The problem with it is that it's low and lower than the grade of the majority of the cemetery. So it wouldn't be, probably it would be 50 or 60 years before there would be any talk about needing to use that area in some way for grave sites. And given that it's in a lower area, it's actually going to be hardly visible at all from any but the most northernmost graves in the current cemetery area.
And I think that's going to be of comfort to those who already have loved ones there and for those who will be placing loved ones there in the future. Now, on the environmental side of things, this is going to be a significant array that roughly could power 150 homes or 2% of the city's housing stock. How did this agreement with DTE Energy come about?
Well, the city and DTE had been working together for the last couple of years looking for a suitable site in city within the city boundaries. They looked at some property at I-94 and Huron Street where a former landfill had been located.
Right, and they alternatively decided to put that one in Detroit, right?
Yeah, and they also, I think, had some concerns just about the environmental issues on the site. I'm not really sure why, given the fact that the solar panels really are of little effect and there would be no human activity on the site, but for probably liability reasons. They just didn't feel that that was an appropriate site. The city continued working with them, looking for property either with EMU, with the school system, with city parks. And really, after they started looking at Google Maps, they zeroed in on the site at the north end of the cemetery because it really met all the criteria that we needed for DTE. And it also wasn't going to be a development problem or an aesthetic problem. It just seemed to meet all the criteria. So that's when they came to the cemetery board, and we worked through the process of agreeing to host the solar array. The thing is that there are winners all around in this. The city will be getting some additional property and personal property taxes on that particular plot of ground.
About $8,500 annually to the city, correct?
Yeah. They'll be doing, fairly well there. And we've also agreed to split some of the actual proceeds from the electrical generation.
I guess that's what I'm talking about, that $8,500 figure. The city's going to get $38,000 in tax revenue in the first year.
So it's really quite good, and obviously, given the city's need for revenue these days, the council and the planning commission all saw the sense of moving forward with this proposal. What's really good for the cemetery is that, in general, in-ground burials throughout the nation are on the decline to some extent in favor of people being cremated. The whole economic structure of cemeteries is based on traditional burials. Well, that means that the income to maintain the cemetery is somewhat choked off. And what this will do is put us back in line to have the funds to really be able to take care of our historic resources.
So maintenance and preservation and, in fact, necessary repairs will all be taken care of as a result of this kind of look forward with energy.
Right. So it it just seemed to me when this came before us that this was just a no-brainer. It was a really clever use of modern technology to preserve one of our noted assets in the community.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU with our guest Barry LaRue. Barry is a trustee of the Highland Cemetery, and the cemetery will soon become home to DTE Energy's latest solar array. Now, it's going to generate 800 kilowatts of energy, and already in Ypsilanti, which has had an eye towards solar energy for some time now, it will add to the 174 kilowatts that already exist in the city. That's going to put it up over 900 and approaching 1,000. Now, while you were on city council, the city passed a resolution aiming to get 1,000 solar roofs in Ypsilanti by the year 2020. That seems unlikely, but at the same time, Ypsilanti is moving forward in becoming a solar destination and really moving towards a solar future.
I agree with you. I think that probably it's unlikely that we would meet the number of individual rooftop installations, so that jumping at the chance of having this huge array in one area that would make up for all of the individual rooftop installations seemed like a no-brainer.
As you look at Ypsilanti's future, even if we don't get to the 1,000 rooftops by 2020, do you see the commitment among city leaders, among the community itself, to move forward with or without Lansing and Washington?
Well, I do. One example was the city council moving to swap out all the incandescent and other types of street lighting in favor of LEDs. I mean, so some of these goals can be attained through energy conservation, and then others with alternative energy sources. And so, no, I really do feel that the city council, the mayor, and leaders in the community are very committed to solar energy. I do want to say that there are groups such as well, you're all familiar with the Ipsy Food Co-op installation. The Riverside Arts Center in Ypsilanti has a fine south-facing flat roof, and those are examples of projects that could take place, but will need some community assistance to do so.
Well, we'll certainly look forward to our next conversation, and perhaps we'll be much further along in the process. Barry LaRue, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, David.
That is Barry LaRue, lifelong Ypsilanti resident, served on Ypsilanti City Council, and is now operating as trustee for the Highland Cemetery Association. And, of course, as we've discussed, it is the Highland Cemetery that will serve as home of DTE Energy's new solar installation. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.